questions, bite-sized.
Short and curly bites.
Bites, 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 bites.
Short and curly bites.
Big questions, small serving size.
World leaders, always grown-ups.
Heads of big companies, old.
At school, the teachers, famously grown-ups.
That's why I, Carl Smith,
and me, Molly Momo Dan Dan Daniels,
are running for co-presidents of the world with a plan to let children have a voice.
Our platform, at home, kids make the rules, not parents.
Kids choose what's for dinner.
Kids choose bedtimes.
Kids choose who does the chores and even what chores need doing.
Because why should the adults get to make up all the rules around the house?
Today's short and curly bite-sized question.
Why do grown-ups get to make the rules at home? Ayo, 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 Eleanor Gordon Smith, oh.
There are a couple of different ways to explain why grown-ups have the authority at home. One is, it's their house. Think about it like this. When you're old enough to get your first part-time job and you save up your money and you buy a bike, that's your bike, and you get to set the rules about it, like who can ride it. It would be bananas for someone else to make the rules about your bike. Same goes with your house. Grown-ups pay for it, so it's their rules. Once you pay for where you live, you can set the rules there. Another argument for why kids don't get to set the rules is that old classic, grown-ups know best. They're allowed to set the rules because those rules are more likely to be better than the ones kids would come up with. Even though it might be fun to stay up all night or eat chocolate for breakfast, ultimately, the grown-up rules keep us healthier and safer in the long run.
Wait, it's unhealthy staying up all night eating chocolate?
We do that every night. No wonder we're always really sick.
One interesting question might be, when do grown-ups lose the authority to set rules for kids? Is it when the kids turn 18? What's so special about turning 18? Is it when kids move out? What if they don't move out until they're 30? Whatever gives grown-ups the authority to set the rules will also tell us when grown-ups lose that authority. Away I bounce.
Whew, we might be running for presidents of the world.
But Eleanor's the president of bouncing.
Short and Curly Bites is made by ABC Kids and Family.
Tell your friends and teachers to find more episodes of Short and Curly via the ABC Listen app.
Thank you so much to Kirk for sending in our curly question today.
It's a question you can keep thinking over. Why do the grown-ups get to make the rules at home?